Welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Teleseminar Series. I have a very special guest today. If you haven't noticed, I do enjoy interviewing Sandy Rowley. Sandy is a social media expert, and I guess there's nothing hotter now than social media. And the thing I like about Sandy is she's able to take social media and make it very understandable for beginners. So we're gonna talk about social media, particularly one site in particular today, and we're gonna pretend you're all entry level social media potential experts, or that you want to start using social media in a way that's going to support your business growth. All right, so that's our assumption, very early stage. We all have to start somewhere. Believe me, we all have to get started. So we're going to keep it simple today and give a very nice overview. So the site we're going to look at, of course, is probably like the fastest growing social media site I know of. And, of course, Sandy, you can confirm that if that's true, it's Twitter, twitter.com.
Twitter it is.
Terrific. So let me tell you a little bit about Sandy, and then we will get into our interview. And while I'm telling you about Sandy, why not pull up twitter.com? We are going to take a look at the site, item by item. So twitter.com, let's give that a pull up, people. All right, next, we have Sandy Rowley. Now, she is a social media expert, and she is the CEO and founder of Megastar Media, Inc., and she has been in business since 1999. She's won several awards, including the Webby Award and several others. She specializes in startup development, social network software, social networking to build your business, video applications, and lots more. Now, she has got a history of performance in many top-level opportunities, including working with the Oprah radio show, I believe. Is that correct?
It was for the Luther Vandross tribute show that she did. It's for the TV show that we sent out to all of our fan base.
Which is quite an accomplishment. I mean, that's like a major, you know, to compete for that level of business and be assigned that level of business, I think is a testimonial to your accomplishments. So I certainly want to welcome aboard CEO, lead designer of MegastarMedia.com, Sandy Rowley. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Annie. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure to have you here today. I know that all of our listeners are pulling up Twitter.com. And we're going to talk today about this new social media that's growing tremendously. I mean, millions of new signups just about every day.
Amazing.
I've heard.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. So it's wonderful. So I have my Twitter.com up. Now, I'm actually a member already. So why don't you start with people who are not members, just basically how they're going to put in their username, maybe a little bit about username and password, you know, and then we'll join.
Okay, great. It's really simple. You go to Twitter.com, Twitter.com. When you get there, it's a simple landing page. In the middle, the bottom middle section of the site, the big green button that says "Get Started, Join." You click the big green button.
I'm going to click it with you, even though I'm already a member. And then mine, of course, says the page contains both secure. I always say yes to that. What the heck, right? Did you get that too?
Yes.
All right. So we just say yes. It's going to be fine. All right, so here we go. This is the apparent. This is the sign-up page. Join the conversation.
Yes. So what you need to do is put in your full name, okay? If it's a business name, you can put your business name, but you might as well go ahead and put your full name because Twitter is about building relationships. You're going to have to let them know who you are eventually, so you might as well put your name.
How do I let you know I'm raising my hand to ask a question as a newbie might? I'll just interrupt.
Yeah, just hop on in there.
Here's the thing, full name, your business name. So let's pretend I'm Annie Jennings. Do I put a space in between Annie and Jennings?
I would, yes.
You would. So Annie Jennings PR would be just like you would normally type it then, Annie space Jennings space PR.
Yes.
So I noticed in the username they sort of like get rid of the spaces.
They do. Because that's going to be your web address. That's going to be your home, your URL on Twitter. So whatever username you choose, is how people are going to find you. And there's a couple of different benefits there. One, you want to pick something easy, and we'll get to that next. But
okay.
For your full name, you want to have spaces in between. So my name is Sandy Raleigh, so it would be Sandy space Raleigh. If I wanted to put my company name, I'd put Mega space Star space Media. You get the idea.
Got it. Good. I'm sure that was a question. I mean, one thing when I follow in directions is that they assume you know stuff you may not know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so I figured, you know what, let's pretend we know nothing.
Yeah, and that's good. And that's good. I get mm-hmm. calls all day from people that, what should I do? And they just really need someone to slow down and walk them through how to do this. And you're right. So there's no stupid questions. So the next one is your username. What I tell everyone is that they need to have two accounts, at least, with Twitter, if you have a business. One, okay, is with your business name. So if your business name is Megastar Media, your username will be all one word. It would be Megastar Media.
Excellent.
Okay. The next account that you want to get is maybe a keyword that you're targeting in Google. So if your keyword is social network software, try and see if social network software is available. If it's not, just find variations on it. And the reason why you want to do that, depending on how active you are in this community, that keyword, when someone searches for social network software, Twitter is going to rank quicker than a standard website for that keyword set. So that's a little insider little tip.
That's a big insider tip. Question for you.
Yeah.
Is it true that you cannot have two usernames identical? There can't be two Annie Jennings.
Yeah, correct.
And what if somebody has taken your name to capture your market?
You need to click help, and you need to submit them as, you got to do an at reply with Twitter and tell them that they're copying your name. There's a copyright issue. I did it for one of my clients. It's been a week and a half ago, and I've yet to hear anything from Twitter, so I imagine they get a lot of them.
So let's talk about that later. Is that the at reply, what that means? That's the way you communicate, but we'll get back to the at reply, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So for now, we're going to protect our brand online, mm-hmm. and our username is going to be our company name, so Annie Jennings or Megastar Media. And if your company name is too long, it's going to shorten it for you. So,
you know, before we go on, I just want to say this one. There is no need to pirate, and this is just for those listening who may be tempted or know someone. There's no need to pirate someone else's name. There is plenty of business to go around. A lot of people have grabbed, you know, so many of other people's names, and they use them as these portals, and then they farm business out all over. You know, I want to just say to those listening, don't do business with those people.
Exactly.
All right? It's unethical. They steal someone's name, and they use it as a portal, and then they then get affiliate deals with everyone else, and then they start moving that person's legitimate traffic, people looking for that particular name, to others who don't have the same business model. It's
exactly.
An affiliate model, dollar sign model. Okay, I just wanted to say that because I really want to try to get people to catch on to the fact that if somebody is using an unethical business model, just say no to doing business with them. And maybe we can put a stop to it at a grassroots level.
Exactly, and report them. Please report them. What's going to happen eventually if you're out there thinking that you want to try this? You're going to get sued eventually. Because if the corporation has a trademark on their name, trademark on their logo, you're going to be sued. It's going to happen.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So let's just try to avoid, you know, anyone ever thinking, not that our listeners would, because my listeners are very, and I'm sure yours are, we're highly ethical people. We just want to do the right thing. And we want to get business because we deserve to get business, not because we're tricking. So that was the initial startup. But let's spread the word on that. If you're getting business because you deserve to, you've got your profit model correct. Okay, that's good. That's called building a business on brick, right? Not a haystack, which can be blown over. The first sign of recession, you're out of business. We all, you know, we're in a recession right now, Sandy. And if your business isn't built on brick, you're getting what I mean. You're seeing that when business suddenly stops, you better have something built up for yourself. And that's what I mean by building a business on brick, brick by brick. So if the market is buying your services and using your services, you are providing a service that's intrinsically valuable to your marketplace. Hence, you are stronger come the turning tides of an economy.
Exactly.
All right, so back to Twitter.
That's fine. I agree. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I want to draw people's attention to the fact that notice under the username, it's giving you a URL, but there's no www. Tell us about that.
If you look under where it says username, okay, and in that white field where you're supposed to, where you need to type what your URL or your username is going to be, directly below it, it says your URL. And it will say http://twitter.com/ whatever username you put in there. Do you see that right below it?
I do.
Okay. So you don't have to put the HTTP. You don't have to put the www. It doesn't really matter. You can even just, in your URL, you can just put twitter.com/ your domain or your username.
That's important when you're using this in a signature line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is a little advanced strategy, too. You're going to want to know what is your Twitter URL so you can say, hey, guys, you know, follow me or join my community at twitter.com/username.
Exactly. You don't need to put the www. You don't need to put the HTTP.
Mm-hmm. Question for you. I see username is caps. That's meaningless, correct? I mean, we don't have to put our username in caps, do we?
You don't have to put it in caps, no. I recommend just, it doesn't matter if it's uppercase or lowercase.
Right. They're just doing that to draw attention to the fact that that's where your username would go.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So for this new Twitter account that I'm creating, the full name is Social Training. That's where we're training people how to use social media effectively. So the username Social Training is already taken. On the right-hand side in the little pink box, it'll tell you username has already been taken. So you have to get creative, Social Training Services or Social Trainings. So I just put an S after it, and it's available. So I've got Social Trainings, plural, which, again, that's a strong keyword. So the more active I am with following people and messaging people and using Twitter on that account.
I have a question for you. Your new username is what again?
Oh, I'm doing a test. It's Social Training.
Social Training.
Training.
What did you put in your full name?
Social space training.
Oh, so you just do that. You don't put your name in. You do what your username's going to be.
Yeah, there's different. You have different strategies, if you will. The main one that I emphasize for businesses or any consultants is to protect their brand first. So whatever the name of your company is, Megastar Media, that needs to be up there. And if you're going to be networking and getting more publicity about your name, Sandy Raleigh, then your full name needs to go in there. So there's different strategies that you can take.
On your I have a question for you.
Sure.
Is so when you wanted to sign up your new one, which is called Social Training, no G, right? Social, next word, training. Your username is going to be Social Training. When in your full name, did you put the word Social space Training?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure that it's kind of the same thing, except your username has no space between.
Exactly.
Okay.
So just as long as, yeah, the username, you can't have a space in it because that's going to be your website address. So, you know, for this podcast, just use your name, Annie Jennings, and then in the username, try to fit Annie Jennings within the 15 characters that they allow you for your username. So it's got to be 15 characters or less.
Now you can have the same email, or do you have to have separate emails?
You have to have separate emails. So
for every name.
Yes, you do. So if you have your own domain name, you know, we have 10 emails at our company, sandy@megastar.
Oh, you can put someone else's at, like, we have Annie@AnnieJenningsPR. You could do Stacy. You could do Sarah@AnnieJenningsPR.com, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, got it. Well, very interesting already. I mean, we're not even filled in a thing yet. You know, we're still filling out. Look at all the strategy.
Yes, I love this stuff. I love it.
Yes, I can see that. So we went through your full name, use your username, but put the space between.
Yes, that's a good strategy. But again, if you need to protect your branding and you've already got a business up, you really want to put your name in there, and then for the full name, and for your username, you really want to put your company name.
Yeah,
that's number
right one. Off the bat. Right off the bat, do your own one in your own name, of course.
And then you come down to your password.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then your email. Your email needs to be, you can only use one email per Twitter account.
See, that's interesting. One email per Twitter account. So when they tell you that, you know, the email's already in use, if you're going for a second one, that's because you got it already.
Exactly.
Okay. And then would you recommend clicking on I Want the Inside Scoop? Please send me an email update.
Yes, I would.
Why not, right?
Yeah.
All right, and then they have your little code here. You have to, like, duplicate?
Which is funny. You know, good luck. I'm just going to say that in advance.
It's very hard to differentiate, isn't it?
It is. You can, in the little icon box where it says can't read this, it says get two new words. I would use that. I wouldn't try to listen to it because, well, you can listen to it if you're bored and want to laugh about it. It's totally useless. But just refresh, get two new words, and until you finally get something that makes sense to you.
Okay, good. All right, so let's pretend we did it. So we go create my account?
Yes, create your account, the big green button.
Okay, terrific. Now, what's going to happen next? Are they going to let me go because I didn't put anything in there because I already have mine?
Well, it's going to ask you, do you want to display the non-secure items? And say yes, and you move forward. Okay, what Twitter is going to ask for you now is to see if your friends are on Twitter. I don't recommend doing this just yet because you really haven't tweeted about anything. So if you uploaded your Gmail, Yahoo, AOL, Hotmail, or MSN email list, and since you're spamming all of your friends, and everybody does not like that. So I would skip this step until you have your Twitter page the way you want it. And then you can go back and solicit all of your contacts and all of your email accounts that they want to see that you're on Twitter. That's what I would recommend, is skip this step.
All right, so let me just see something here. So I think I got into that one. Does it also, can you also find out everything that you own? Like, what if you forget?
What if you forget that you have a Twitter account, which...
Yeah, what if you forget what you signed up for? I know how funny,
sure,
but what if you
sure.
kind of forgot?
Well, when you go to Twitter.com, you can click that I forgot my password or my username. And whatever email address that you use to create the account, it will automatically send you an email reminder. With
you know what? Big question for you. How many characters can your username be?
15
characters. All right.
15 or less.
So we are learning a lot here. So you went in, and then it said you want to invite all your friends, right?
Yeah, and I wouldn't do that yet because I would wait until you have your Twitter page, your background set up, your logo, your contact information. I would wait until you have some content in there because if you send out a mass email to all your contacts and they get there and like, there's nothing there. Why did they waste my time to go here? So I would wait until you have your Twitter account set up and you're comfortable with it, and then you can go back and contact all of your friends.
Now, what if you want to delete a Twitter account? Like you made a typo. And then there you have a typo that's spelled wrong. You have a username that you made a mistake, or you did it with 16 characters but only 15 came out. It doesn't look right.
That's a good question. I would have to test it to see what happens. I'm not sure what that would be.
Because I actually just did that. That's how I found out. I wanted to make an account so I could be on the same page, and I put in something stupid. It was 15. It was more than 15. It was 16. And then it actually came out to 15. I said, oh, this is crazy. I can't use this.
You can change the URL now that I'm thinking about it. Let me do a search here. Once you're within your account, you can change the URL. I do remember that. Thank you. So what I'm going to do is if you log back into your account.
I might have even forgotten it, but, yeah.
No, that's fine.
That's why I asked you.
I do remember it. It just came back to me. I do remember.
All right.
You can go in there and change that. So the next step that we all should be on is the next page where it says, look who else is here. Start following them. I would skip the step as well. Again, it's all about building relationships with hopefully your future customers, your partners, your friends. So you don't want to follow P. Diddy, or you're not going to be selling anything to him anytime soon, I don't think. So it would be a waste of time to be following all those people. So on the next page where it says look who else is here, start following them, they automatically selected a good deal of people like People Magazine, Mark Hoppus, a bunch of people that, you know, they're interesting and wonderful, and maybe later I want to go back and follow them, but right now my purpose for setting up this Twitter account is to follow people that are meaningful to what my goal is. So I'm going to uncheck the select all button or click at the bottom under the green button, skip this step. Okay. So what page are you on now, Annie?
Well, that's a good question.
Okay, what does it look like?
I am on something very strange.
No, I can help you.
I'm gonna go back in and sign up for a new account though, so because I really hey everybody listening, I messed it up.
Well, and that happens because that's how you live.
Yeah. That's why I said, can you delete something? I'm going to go back to Twitter.com.
Not a problem. I know. Well, now you know.
Now I'm going to start something, because as long as I can delete it later. All right.
Well, if you go back to Twitter.com, put in your email address and your password, and log in, and I'll walk you through how to fix that. You don't have to create a new account. So just go back to Twitter.com.
Okay.
I'm going to sign out and do the same thing that you're doing.
All right.
Okay, and when Twitter.com loads, you'll see in the top right-hand corner where it says enter either your username or your email address. Take a while to load here.
All right, I have the username or email address and password. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you just can put your email address.
Oh, and I can get to exactly the page you are.
Exactly.
The one that I created. So I could follow you guys along, or should I just put my normal Annie Jennings in there?
Well, the one that you just created now, it's up to you. The one that you want to go and fix right now, put in whatever email address that you use.
All right. I'll just do my Annie Jennings. This way I'm right where you guys are. Okay, here we go. So I'm on my Annie Jennings page.
Okay, wonderful. So if you at the top part where it says settings, do you see
mm-hmm.
that? Go ahead and click on settings.
All right, we're on settings. So we're in our accounts and we're on settings.
And there are six tabs at the top, account, mm. password, devices, notices, picture, and design. Account should be the first one that loads. You see your name, social training is what I put, and then my username. That is where you can go and change it and fix it. So it's
Yeah,
pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So if your name is longer than the 15 characters, you can still use it. And then you can adjust your username to make more sense.
Exactly. Like I just changed mine to social training and the number one, which I don't recommend using numbers, but we're just doing this for demo purposes. So,
well, what do you do if somebody has social training? All your keywords. I mean, you've got to be able to also have that keyword, so why not put the one afterward?
Yeah. Yeah, well, for a domain name, I don't recommend it, but for this username, yes. Because social training is before the one, so.
I have a question. Yeah. When they use a keyword search, are they searching on your name or username?
Usually, okay, this is whenever you do a keyword search in Google and you're looking for a product or service, you search for the name of the service that you're looking for. So if you're looking for someone to build a social network, you go social networking web design. That's the same concept here. The username is your keyword, and that's the word that your potential customers would be using to find your product.
So your username, let's repeat that because that's good. Username is your keyword. So social media one makes sense because it has as much power as social media.
Yeah, exactly.
So the one means nothing, at least in my experience with Google. You know, as long as your keyword is in the headlines, you're coming up among the top couple.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Now, whenever you update your information, it may ask you to re-enter your password to change your username. And so you just enter it again, because when you change your username, it wants to make sure that, I don't know why they do this, because you're already logged in. You already know your password.
One would think.
I'm not even going to try and fake that one. There's no way. It doesn't make any sense, but they're asking you for it, so just do it. Obviously, the next item is your time zone. You can select, we're on Pacific time. You can select whatever you need, whatever time zone that you're in.
More info URL. That would be your website address with the HTTP. Can I put in the whole address?
Yes. Here you will have to add your full address.
Makes sense, because they want it to be live later. You'll see later where this, all this stuff winds up.
Yes.
There's a method to the madness. All right, very good.
Okay.
So you'll put in your full URL, http://. www.IHaveAnnieJenningsPR.com.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
All right. And now below that is your one-line bio. You have to keep it under 160 characters. I would put your keyword first. Okay. So in my profile, I'm using social training, and then I'm going to put hyphen, Megastar Media Inc. That way you put what your keyword is first, and then you put your company name next, right next to it. So that's what I would recommend. Keyword first, social training, hyphen, and then the name of the company, Megastar
Even,
Media.
Okay, because Megastar Media is not your name or username in this case.
Correct.
Therefore, you want Megastar Media. But if you are in name Megastar Media, username Megastar Media, why put your company twice and use valuable space?
Yes. I
have to tell you, I do get detail-oriented. All right, good. Good work. And you want to put comma. So it's keywords, comma, you know, like national for me. National media strategist, comma, space, next word. I guess I have branding expert or something coming up. I got to go see. Branding expert, comma, next word, publicist. So you just want to write it in normal English with your, you know, the way you want people to see it, because eventually it does show up somewhere, right?
It does.
Mm-hmm. So you want to spell correctly, you want to use your, you know, your title case, which is like, for instance, National Media Strategist, capital N, capital M, capital S for strategist, so that when it shows up later, it looks really good.
Yes.
Okay.
Good advice. Okay, you come down, you put your location, obviously your language. Okay.
All right.
Now, the next button is pretty interesting. Protect my updates. Only let people whom I approve follow my updates. If this is checked, you will not be in the public timeline. I don't recommend this.
No.
What's really good for Protect My Updates is if you have an internal system. Say you have 100 employees and you have your private network where you can say, we just bought a new soda machine. Check it out. Whatever. Whatever it would need to be, but you can protect it to where only your employees.
Oh, I love that. Because you can set up private Twitters then.
Yes.
I was wondering about that. Now, this is what I was wondering about. I said, well, what if I wanted to Twitter to everyone how my son did in his lacrosse game? But I don't want to Twitter to my clients. I mean, all these people following me are clients. Is it possible to set up a Twitter account? You've just answered the question, I think, for just your family.
And I recommend it. And that's what we're doing on our street.
That is so cool.
And we put in, you know, Raleigh family. And it's protected. So only allow my neighbors and friends and family to follow my Twitter.
So it's protected. That's the key, guys, to setting up a family Twitter so you can say, hey, you just scored a goal. Or is soccer's a goal, but lacrosse, I guess, is a goal. You think, I've been watching it for 5 years.
Oh,
well, you know, they call it, everything's different, you know.
Yeah. So that's what Protect My Updates is for. Click the big gray save button.
All right, and then you save. I'm not going to save mine because I'm already in here, right? Or should I?
You should. Any information that you just changed on this page?
I don't think I changed anything, but I'll just press save so I get to where you guys are anyway.
Okay. And password is pretty self-explanatory. If you want to change your password, you got to know what your current one is.
Yeah, we go to the next one. Now, what she's talking about is up above the heading, you'll see there's account, password, devices, you know, up on the top level area right above your name and username. So now we're into password. So that's where if you want to change your password. Okay.
Exactly. Pretty straightforward. Now, the next item is devices. This is where you can enter your cell phone number. So anytime that someone tweets you, but here's the thing. Make sure, you know, your standard rates apply. So you're going to get 1,000 tweets a day. So make sure that you got the unlimited plan. So I don't have this set up. I'm busy enough.
It would be tough. I mean, imagine all these tweets going into your cell phone.
Oh, yeah, you just like enough already.
I don't recommend. I mean, maybe for your family might be fun, you know, to do that.
It would be a great idea.
If you're traveling, you're on the road, you have a BlackBerry or something, you know, where you really do, you know, it's easy for you to comment and email back and things, right?
Yes. So the next one, notices, has a neat little feature to nudge you or remind you if you haven't updated your Twitter account in 24 hours. This is a great idea.
Ooh.
Great idea that they did this. So you can select this option. I live on Twitter, so I don't need it. But if you're new to it and if you're busy and you're concerned you'll forget to update your Twitter account, I would select this. I'd turn on auto nudge.
Very nice. Yeah, I'm not going to check it either because I'm committed to building, you know, a very strong Twitter community, so I am on every day as well.
Yes. And the next three items are new follower emails. When someone follows you, do you want to get an email? So one of the benefits of that is if you haven't set up an auto reply to them with another outside service, you can, whenever the email comes through, it shows, oh, Annie Jennings is following you. I want to click on the URL and say, thank you, Annie, for following me. Is there any information that you're interested in, anything that can help you with right now? So you can instantly
okay.
build a relationship with the person that just followed you.
So you want to check that because it gives you the opportunity, if you haven't set up the auto reply, which we'll talk about these later, these little add-on things, mm-hmm. extras, I guess.
Yes.
But meanwhile, just check it because you may then want to, when somebody follows you, in the email that you do get to your email address that you put in earlier, right, they're going to let you know someone's following you, and the their address is going to be in there, correct?
Correct?
And you can click on it and say, thanks so much, or whatever you want to send.
Exactly. That's a
okay.
good idea. The next one is direct text emails. Twitter has a direct message feature, so all of the people that are following you, like I think you have over 1,000 people following, there's no way that I can read all of their tweets every day. So, and they understand that. So if they have a question that they want to ask me specifically,
mm-hmm.
this is Twitter's version of emailing me. So I would like to have an email sent to me alerting me, hey, Annie just direct texted me within Twitter.
Yeah, you want to talk to me personally, and I should pay attention to those direct
Exactly.
messages, because if you're asking me a question and you would love it if I responded, and I would love to respond. So I want to know when somebody has emailed, somebody has sent me a direct message. That's good. That's what we want with this social media, is we want to be able to communicate.
The next one is the email newsletter. If you don't like what you're getting from Twitter, you can log in to your notices section and select it or remove yourself from it.
Well, what kind of stuff are we going to get? Because mine's not clicked here, I see, but what if I did click it? What would I get?
You would get updates. So they have an outage coming up or if they had a new feature. Usually the information that they send to us is useful. So I recommend
right.
it.
I am going to click it, and now I've added a change, so I will just press my save button.
Exactly.
Here we go.
The next title at the top is picture. This, if you look at the top left next to your username, right up under the Twitter logo,
mm-hmm.
there's a little brown icon with, it looks like an owl, blue glasses. I'm not sure what it is. But that's the default icon that Twitter gives you. You can upload your own icon, and I recommend doing this, whether it's your logo, a picture of yourself, something interesting. And it says the maximum size is 700K. These would be a JPEG, GIF, or PNG. So it's pretty simple, straightforward. You click Browse. You find a picture that you would like to use, and you might have some good advice about what type of image they should use in this spot. Because every time that you tweet or do a direct message, this is the image that they're going to see next to your tweet, so it's really important what you choose.
Well, I think the idea is to show the real person. I think the idea with social media is to get to know who you're doing business with. All right? It's not about sales, as you know. It's about being helpful, about making friends and building relationships. So there's nothing like your picture to make that happen. And a logo is nice, but I don't know how, you know, can you be friends with a logo?
No.
You know, you could try, but it might not be that much fun taking a logo out for coffee. But, you know, that's why I use my picture here. You're going to notice that my picture is not anywhere else. And it's because Annie Jennings PR is a lot more than me. It's about a whole theory of doing business, a symbol for the betterment of all. It's not about one person. It's about a mission. And that's why you won't see my picture on my site. It's bigger than I could ever be. But on social media, it is about my followers getting to know what I'm passionate about in my business. This morning I gave a great tweet about how excited I was. It was almost 9 o'clock. I'm the only one here in the office. All of a sudden, all the media requests coming in. I'm getting really jazzed up for the day. My adrenaline's starting. I just can't wait to get going. And I Twittered about that. Because people, I want people to get a glimpse into the PR world, what it is we do here, and our passion and commitment. So, yeah, I feel that you should put your picture up, yeah, if you can get one that you feel is representative of your personality.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Now, with that being said, if you're not, if you don't like your picture, get a new one.
Exactly.
Yeah, because don't put up something you're not happy with because I'm telling you to put up a picture. Put up something that you feel is your face to the world. Just like your website is your face to the world, well, so is your face. All right, so make it a good face. And what I mean is just get something that you feel is a good smile, like yeah, you know, if I were to be happy and smiling, that would be what I'd look like. Right? If you feel like it's not that great, then just keep snapping away. You'll get something good, and then bring it to a professional photographer or a professional, I guess, printing place if you want to, and get them to sort of put it in JPEG form for you if you need to, right?
Yeah. Oh, and there's so many really good photographers. You can hop on Flickr and search for local photographers. And they have very competitive rates. I just hired a good friend of mine, Doug Castaneda, with Hotel Photography. He performed a miracle with my photograph. I look like a ogre in real life. So
Katie, I've got to see you. Yeah. I've seen what you look like.
Oh, goodness.
You know why? Because one of my publicists said she's adorable.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
What a sweetie.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, the next thing that you want to focus on is the design, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the last button at the top.
Design, all right.
Now, Twitter is going to give you a handful of background samples for you to choose from. And if you click on one, like the red leaf, it automatically changes your background. So you can click around and have fun. And just
I see it. Yeah, I'm clicking around. I got the doves. I've got the beautiful blue.
Yeah, these are really nice.
Uh-oh, how do I get my color back?
Oh, your color back. Well, I'll show you. Well, you can use one of these little background themes, or what I recommend is...
Or cancel changes.
No, fine. You can change.
Yeah, I got my color back. Believe me. That was a custom color they put up there.
Oh.
They
would have
killed me.
Official. Oh, good heavens. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. You could have used Web Archive and got the color back, but it's okay. But anywho.
Okay, good.
Okay. You want to use a custom background, okay? And some really good examples are Annie's Twitter page, Zappos. Z is in everybody knows who Zappos is. They have a really good Twitter background. And you can search the web and find little graphic designers that can do it for like $80 to $200.
Should we go look at Zappos?
Oh,
for fun?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Because that's not the first time somebody's mentioned their name to me and with regard to Twitter.
Oh, they're wonderful. So if you want to do that, at the top, click Find People.
Oh, Find People.
Uh-huh. And then in the search box, put Zappos, Zappos.
Z-A, and that means we don't have to log out and all that. We can just go find, we're logged in, we get to go find Zappos. All right, so they've got a blue background, a little bird on a perch here on the side, right? Am I right?
Well, whenever you do a search for Zappos, it's going to give you the results for it, and there's quite a few. So you want the first one, the Zappos CEO. He has 683,209 followers.
Hello. So we want to click on that one, and that's going to bring us to their background page.
You want to click on their username, the link. If you click follow, you can follow them. But if you want to see his profile page, go ahead and click the username that's underlined. And when that loads, you'll see there's a picture of him. He's on his BlackBerry.
I see him.
For Zappos. Mm-hmm. And he does a great job at branding his Twitter page. If you look at his BlackBerry, the back of it has a Zappos logo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. It's the actual CEO of the company is using his photograph, and he's actually – someone's taking a picture of him using Twitter right now. So if you notice on the left-hand side, he has have a question. Here's how to get the fastest response. Zappos is all about customer service. They do an excellent job in that area. So they have their emails, their phone numbers, their contacts with the different departments. But if you try to click on any of those emails or URLs, they won't work. That's
the yeah, I just tried to do that. They're not live, but the phone number's there. How did they do this? How did they get this, this side information?
Well, what they did is they created a Twitter background, a custom Twitter background. You can do it in Photoshop. You can hire someone to do it. We do it as well. On average, you can pay anywhere from like $75 to $200 to have someone create a custom Twitter background page.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I can show you how to do that yourself. But I just wanted everyone to look at Zappos and see the type of tweets that he does on a regular basis. He puts personal stuff in there as well. It makes it interesting. If someone were to tweet him and say, hey, I bought a pair of shoes and they were the wrong color, he would be on it. He would have someone fixing it immediately.
Okay.
So he's created a relationship with all of the people that are following him, which he's got quite a few.
You know, we're going to come back, and what I would like to do, we only have another maybe 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. These are hour-long sessions approx. And we're going to come back on our next session, Sandy, and you'll select, hopefully, a nice maybe 10 of your favorites and to go over different strategies.
Wonderful.
All right. So for now, we don't have to get too into this, but just know that that's here.
Yes. So let's go ahead and go back to settings. Click on settings at the top right and go back to design at the top.
Oh, so we just go back to our, right, so we found person, but if we click on settings, we go back to the page we were on.
Exactly. It's pretty easy. Pretty simple stuff.
And now we're back here with our backgrounds.
Yes. So mm-hmm. if you want to change your background image, the bottom left it says change background image. Go ahead and click on that.
I'm afraid to.
Oh, you.
No, I see. Yeah, they use that gorgeous color for me. That pink, orange, red.
Mm.
It's something amazing, but I'm invigorated by it.
Well, if you had an image that you wanted to replace your background image, you would click Browse, find the image
mm-hmm.
on your computer, and then upload it. Okay.
And then that would become your background. You'd have to see how it looked on those, because you really only have a little frame section to put it in.
Exactly.
So you want to see how it looks, yeah.
And when you're ready, at the top next to Change Background Image, it says Change Design Colors. And what I love about this is, whenever you click on Change Design Colors, it'll come up with background, text, links. And if you click on, you'll see a number sign.
Mm-hmm.
If you click on that to modify it or to edit it, what will happen is a window will pop up and you can choose a color. You don't have
for
to
background, you mean,
yeah.
If you click on the word background.
But if you click in the box, it should.
In the box. Well, let me just do that. I don't think I'll get into too much trouble. My background, well, it has a number in it already that represents that color I'm telling you about.
Yeah.
But that's got a number there. So if I were to change that number, I'd change my background.
Yes, you change your background color.
And then they have the links. You know, someone else set this up for me. So we have our links in just black. So that must be the code for black. And text is just a bunch of threes. Do you have that too?
Yes.
3-3-3-3-3-3. That probably means black.
Yes, it does. It's hexadecimal. And you should be able to click on those, and a color box will come up. I don't know if Twitter is doing an update now, but my color box is not working.
Yeah, mine either. So if I click, I know how that works in software design. You click on it, and you also get a color, palette.
Yes.
And you can play around with the different colors, and it automatically gives you its little number there.
Exactly.
That identifies the color. But for right now, mine didn't work either. So it's okay if you're not getting that, just so you know it's out there. And remember, you can change. You can set something up and maybe re-listen to this or call Sandy directly. Or maybe we'll do a Q&A page, you know, based on our recording today. And you can just learn a lot more about it, right?
Yes. Yes, you can.
All right. So we'll save changes. I'm going to cancel mine because I'm not going to change anything I have right now. But there we are. We looked at our various options, from account to password to devices to notices to picture and to design. Very nice. Well, we have only about 8 minutes left. Is there anything you'd like to tell us more that we would like to? How about, let's say people have done this, and you'll see up in the top now, right-hand corner, you should be seeing your name, correct? Location. Website, now bio. See how your bio's coming up there? National, mine says National Media Strategist, Branding X. That's why it's important what you put up there.
It is.
Right?
And I love how you have your information on the right-hand side. Zappos, he has his on the left-hand side, but yours is different. It stands out. The color that you chose, it's beautiful. It's exciting.
It's vibrant, yeah.
It is.
You know what I like the top right-hand side? Think real estate. Valuable. This is a page, but this is an important page. That's our website. I have read or done the research where people will, that upper right-hand corner is your most valuable place on your site and maybe even on your Twitter account. That's why it's on the right. Eyes tend to flow like that.
I think I'm going to change mine and do the same.
I'm going to go to your, can I go find people and find you? Should I go find?
Yeah, click find people.
See how we're playing? All right.
And then type Megastar Media.
Okay, I'm going to do that. I want to go see. Mega. Star, and just to show I can do it, media, all one word,
yes.
And then I'll do my search, and then you're the only one that comes up, like in the Zappo, everybody in there, from there, you know, whatever, full network came up, but in your case, it's just you,
yes.
So that's good, and then I'm going to click on you, and there you are. Oh, look at that, I like that. You have like sort of a half person on the left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I want to see the full, yeah.
Anyhow,
nice.
I changed my small profile picture. I'm a huge Natalie Cole fan, and went to Patti LaBelle's birthday party last year and got to meet her. So I've got that plastered all over the place. I was so excited, but I need to put my photograph there. I'm going to take your advice.
Oh, well, why not?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we can change it. The beautiful part, we can change whenever we feel like it.
Yeah.
You know, and I see now, let's look at your site. So we're here at Megastar Media. We're at twitter.com/Megastar Media. That should be on there.
Yes.
Or if you're in the program, just go to find people, put in Megastar Media, all one word. So here we are. We are at Megastar Media. Sandy, why don't you run through your strategy?
Yes.
Okay.
If you look at the top right-hand side in the blue box where it has the name, I have the company name, Megastar Media, because this profile page is about protecting our brand.
Mm-hmm.
If I was targeting a keyword, I would have social networking software as the name. But in this one, we're protecting the brand, so it's megastarmedia.com. We have a location, we're in Nevada and in Canada. We have our web URL, and our bio is social network software, startup development, web design, marketing. So this is what we have in our bio.
Wonderful.
Yeah. What I would recommend, if you could fit it, is put your phone number in there. That would be good as well.
What a terrific idea. I hadn't thought of that in your bio. Of course.
Well, if you don't know how to modify your background image, that's a good place to put it. If you do know how to modify your background image or hire someone to do it for you, do
mm-hmm.
what we've done. We have over here on the left-hand side our logo with a Twitter bird over it,
mm-hmm.
and we have our website address, our what we do, and, you know, once
the... Now, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How do I see the rest of it, though? Like, it went on my screen, and it may just be my screen. I'm only seeing www.meg and part of that A, and then I'm seeing we bill part of the D, and I'm only seeing the first four digits of your phone number.
Well, you must have your window minimized. If you maximize your window, you'll see the full screen.
See, I just minimized my window. Now I'm maximizing my window, and I don't on mine. So that's an interesting thing, because on my computer, which is actually a couple of years old, you know, my monitor is maybe the 17-inch or 19-inch, something like that. But I am as big as I can get here.
Okay, and are you using a PC or a Mac?
And this is a PC.
This is a PC. Is it Internet Explorer or Firefox?
It happens to be Internet Explorer.
That's interesting.
But it's interesting to know how I'm seeing it on my computer, all right? Because on your computer, when you put it up, I'm sure you see, that's why I said half person earlier, because I'm only seeing half of you, quite
frankly. Well, what happens, whenever you have your window minimized, and so you can scroll to the left, and if you put your mouse over the right-hand side, the very edge of the box or the window, when it's minimized, you can drag it, make it larger.
Yeah, I tried that to see. But you know what? I have another computer. Everyone, guess what? I have three computers on my desk. All I'm going to do is open up the computer to my right, which is called Pinky. I name my computers. What's wrong with that?
That's good.
All right, so this is Pinky. We're
going to
go into
six of them in my office. And
mine are all on
names.
My desk.
Maybe they'd be nicer to me if I named them. I'll name them.
I have them on my desk. M-E-G-A, Mega,
Star,
Star,
Media.
Media, because I want to see if it was just that, it was just that computer for some reason. This is brand new. This is a brand new computer that now I, oh, see now on this one, oh, you're so adorable.
Oh gosh, you're too sweet.
You are so cute. Okay, so here we go. I see the whole thing now. So isn't that funny how on my brand new computer, which has a longer screen, I'm noticing the difference. This is a laptop, and laptops have a longer, wider screen. My desktop is I should go to my third computer and pull it up. So you should see.
Your desktop setting somehow. There's some setting in there that's causing that. I wonder if yours does the same. Your profile. That you have your information on the right.
Well, see, yeah.
We just learned something new. Everybody just.
We just learned. We all learned something new. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe we should copy Annie and do the same thing. Have your image and your contact information on the right. So if someone is viewing your Twitter page with a smaller monitor or a window size, they can still see all of your content and your information.
And I actually even have a third computer here. I'm just going to do, you know, I know this sounds crazy, but stick with me, guys. Let's just bring up this third computer and let's just curiously see, okay, what's going to happen if I go to my third computer and get to her Twitter page. Because on my laptop, it's got the longer screen. We know how laptops look, right? They're rectangular.
Yes.
My other one is less rectangular. It's more like a TV screen. Yes. This is more like a big, you know, screen, long or wide, actually. Not high, but wide, as we know. Okay, so let me just check it out. I'm going to go to my third.
Well, you're doing the same thing. I'm on my 32-inch TV screen that I design on. I'm going to try that. Twitter.com.
I know. See, everyone's following. See, this is the creative process at work. This is called troubleshooting. Okay, Mega Star Media. So I'm in Twitter.com, Mega Star Media. I'm going to press go, and let's see if I get her full picture on the left. Here we go. Let's go. That's why I have three.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you know what? I put in a little typo. All right, well, we'll get to it in a second here. See, that's what you get. That's what I get.
No, that's fine.
Megastar Media, let's see. Went to Twitter.com. M-E-G-A. M-E-G-A-S-T-A-R. M-E-D-I-A. Okay. I just had to put a little X. I type fast. Boy, I'll tell you, it's not even letting me get to Megastar Media on this one, but that's got to be something crazy. So I've got Twitter.com, and I'm putting in M-E-G-A-S-T-A-R-M-E-D-I-A. And now I just want to hit my go button.
Wow.
That's really strange.
Well, that's what it is. It has to do with the window that you're viewing it in. Make sure it's maximized, and then your computer monitor, whatever settings you have. But that's good to know.
Yeah, it's good to know.
Mm-hmm. See, there's always learning new stuff.
So I'm still going to try to get to you on this computer because I'm just curious. Because, you know, typical computers come with settings. Not everybody always changes settings all over, you know. So, okay. Twitter.com. Now, this is this other computer. And I do Mega. S-T-A-R-M-E-D-I-A. I know by heart now. Now this should go to her site. I'm going to press it again. And we're back up, and on this computer, it's half of you. It's the same as my other computer.
I wonder if Zappos does the same thing. You know what? Looking on my larger monitor, it does cut it off. So
it cuts you off or the Zappo guy?
Well, let's see if it does to the Zappo.
See, the Zappo guy for me was cut off a little bit.
Yeah. So
that's the problem. So I thought, oh, well, cool. You know.
All of these people, all these companies that are paying people to do their Twitter background, they don't realize that it's getting cut off. So,
and guess what? We just figured it out.
Yeah. Hey.
You know why? I'm only paid for results. This is an example of a result, paid for results mind. We look for problems. You know, we get that things are going to go wrong. You know, so we look for everything that could go wrong and make it go right, because in my publicity model, we don't get paid unless we get it right. So there you go. You can see the mind in action, Sandy. All right. So did you get it's Zappa or Zappo?
Zappos. Zappos.
OS. So let me just go. I'm going to go see if he's cut off on my laptop too.
You know what? He looks
good. Oh my God.
Online.
There's his whole picture.
You know what it is? His picture is small enough that it will fit no matter what. So.
Well, actually, no. I only got half his face too, and I said, "Isn't that interesting? They're only doing half their face." I just thought it was a new
photography.
And then I really did, and I said, "Oh, isn't it funny that his whole box is like halfway cut off?" And I'm not really, but I can't click on the links anyway, so who cares?
See, that's interesting.
Wow.
Well, now we know, and maybe you know what? Let's do a direct message to him at Zappos and see if he pays attention. Say, hey, this is something that we just learned on Annie Jennings' podcast.
Thank you, my precious.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Well, that's what Twitter's for. So let's see. He will respond. I bet you. I'm going to make a bet, people. And you bet he is too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to post this, and we're going to let him know we had this whole conversation about this guy on our intro to social media. And we're going to bet, I'm going to bet you that he responds. So let me tell you something, Tony. You better respond because I'm putting in a good word for you. I just think you will. From what I know about you and your business and the way that you run your business, I think you're going to hear us and respond to us. What do you think, Sandy?
That would be exciting. That would be great.
We're going to get it. And plus, then he's going to give me his PR account. And we're going to then show you how it works. You see how this works?
Exactly.
We suddenly have a relationship with Tony. He doesn't even know we have it yet.
This is awesome.
He doesn't even know I'm going to get his business. But seriously, this is hysterical. But you know what? Social media, this is what it's about.
Relationships,
about discovery like this.
Where else in the world could you run into the CEO of Zappos and say, hey, you know what? Your page isn't displaying right. If you do it this way, it would work.
On all the computers, the way people may have their typical desktop set up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know?
Because if you're seeing it and I'm seeing it on this one, that means millions of other users are seeing it that way.
Are seeing half his face. Half his face looks pretty good, but
they're thinking it's some kind of, you know, some marketing, you know, thing that they're doing. Oh, only half the face is showing.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a new trend. I was going to cut off half my head. All right. Well, we have had so much fun.
Yes. Thank you.
We're going to – when's our next recording? It's coming up.
Next week.
All right, we're going to do it next week. We're going to pick it up exactly from this point.
Wonderful.
So here's the homework. Make your Twitter accounts. Okay, make more than one, but have more than one email set up. Like if you wanted to have Yahoo, go set up a couple of Yahoo, or if you're using your company, for instance, when you want to get different names under your keywords, you're going to want to have those emails handy for you. Have a piece of paper available because you want to keep your passwords. I believe you can use the password over and over again.
You can.
Okay, so just have one password for everything, but you'll need different emails for your accounts. Do your personal name, do your business name, and do a keyword name.
Yes.
Okay?
Next week, I'll show you how to manage all of those Twitter accounts under one login.
Really?
Yeah, and it
also make a note.
It's a really cool software. It also tells you, whenever you do a tweet, it'll tell you how many people clicked on it.
Oh, see, I want to know that.
Yeah.
I would like to know that. All right, so I can't wait till next week, people. And if you're listening to the series, next week is right below this one.
Mm.
So you just get to hang up or whatever on MP3 us and then click on the next link, and you'll get to next week like in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Pretty good time travel.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I've had a delightful time. As everyone knows, my guest is Sandy Rowley. We all know her company by now, Megastar Media. .com. And tell us a little bit. I just want to hear, Sandy, we'll say if somebody wants to contact you, what kind of services regarding Twitter can you help them with at this point?
What we're doing now is we're helping small businesses or startups or existing businesses that haven't yet gone online. They don't know
mm-hmm.
enough about it yet. So we're setting up them a Twitter account. We're showing them how to use it, and we're creating a custom background for them.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing now. If you've got a startup and you have a small business, you really don't need a domain name. You don't need hosting. You don't need a website. Get on Twitter, create your business name URL, and then create some keywords in there. Use the software that we're going to talk about next week to manage all of them in one place. And what happens is you're going to rank for those keywords quicker than if you built a website, spent $10,000, and then all of this marketing. You're going to rank quicker for that keyword on Twitter because Twitter is an authority website.
You know what? We're going to do a test, okay? And maybe we'll use your new words that you use. You've got the social training.
Yeah.
Let's just follow how Twitter, how Google is ranking social training, and if she's coming up under Twitter. I'm telling you, I've seen it work, so I'm curious. Let's do a test, though.
Okay. Now, what I would like to do is we can do a test for social training, but what I'd love to do is one for small businesses. We just set up one today for a tile company in Reno. They've been in business 50 years. They never did any marketing. It's all
okay.
Word of mouth, and they're hurting now because all of these big companies, builders are going under. So she called me, and we just, like within the last 2 hours, set up a Twitter account, and we're doing this for free for them as a test to show them, hey, this is a good client testimonial because they don't have a website, any web presence, so we're starting from zero.
All right, good. It is
so
a good test.
Reno Tile. Twitter.com/Reno Tile is the one that we're
Is it
doing.
Reno, R-E-N-O?
Uh-huh. Tile. T-I-L-E.
And what we're going to do is we're going to follow their ascent to their keyword, to keyword heaven.
Yes, wonderful, because you have to understand, whatever keywords you're targeting, if there's millions of people searching for it, obviously you're going to have to do some more work. If there's 50 people a month searching for it, using Twitter, Facebook, social media, you'll see your results quicker. If it's a competitive keyword, like a million people a month, you're going to have to put some work into it, and it's going to take time, but it will happen.
And we're going to tell you about the work that needs to go in and the strategy. This is why you're listening to the Annie Jennings PR Teleseminar Series with our wonderful guest, Sandy Rowley, is we tell you everything. I don't keep anything back. And you know what? I ask the questions you're probably thinking yourself. As well, which is another benefit. I assume I know nothing, so no, I'm learning. I'm committed to learning, and you know, my philosophy is you've got to learn something new every single day and just keep at it. Time's going to pass anyway. Might as well be working for you.
I love that. That's
yeah. So I think we should wrap today. I mean, our listeners, thank you so much. I hope you had a good time, as much fun as we did.
I did. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Sandy Rowley of Media. Mega, we should know that by now. Megastar Media, and of course you can reach her at megastarmedia.com as well. And you can even, you know, maybe Twitter her, but you have a lot of followers, so we'll see about how following works next time and how to sort of stay in touch with everyone who you're following and they're Twittering all day. I mean, it's just the magnitude's crazy.
It is.
It's outrageous. So we have to figure out how we're going to manage all of our Twitters later.
Exactly. I have a plan and stay organized.
All right, then, Zappo guy, we're waiting to hear from you.
Yes, you are, Tony.
All right, I'll tell you what. Sandy, thank you so much for being with us. We're going to wrap our presentation now. Again, my name is Annie Jennings on Twitter, right? I'm Twitter.com/AnnieJennings or Annie Jennings PR. And, of course, Sandy is Twitter.com/MegastarMedia.